So rather than no leaders, it seems a key part of our model must be all of us are leaders, individually, collectively, severally. Individually, collectively, severally, we know where we're going, and our oars find fit in the same ship, and they pull in stroke together, and we find we're moving forward, finally, finally rowing in the same direction, and all knowing that when we reach our destination, we will look around and notice we can breathe as free beings. And I see that I'm not going to have time to delve much, but I got to read this quote from Plato because it's just so perfect. It's so perfectly illustrative of what we're talking about when we say we all have to be leaders. Let me read it. This is Plato. And when he, and I mean, it's, what a con artist, right? What a propagandist for power. He modeled, he became the form, the original propagandist for power that all the other senses have been trying to approximate or come to manifest. I mean, he like said, he's the gold standard for propagandist. And he didn't con people in his own day. He wrote for the future. He wrote to make sure that rule would never, ever get undermined by folks who believed in the unity of all human beings, of all humankind. Because that truth is not, I mean, it's obvious truth. And it was alive and well in his day as it is today. Power has never stopped battling with that truth, ever. So he wrote to defeat it. But there were folks, I'm learning from Popper, because he could read ancient Greek and could translate these texts. That, and I'm not sure, I don't want to say, I don't want to attribute everything to Antiphon. But one of these, I think they were cynics, said to Plato, who was like, you know, spinning this BS about, you know, his notion of the originals and the forms and the blah, 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 and that there, you have to get into the essence of this and the essence of that, and, you know, that has been carried on down the road as some sort of rationale for keeping us in chain. And even in his day, people saw it was a con, right? And so one of these guys said to him, you know, I can see a horse, but I can't see its horseness. See, this is the kind of thing that Lucien made fun of. He just made fun of everything. Anyway, so Plato goes, now, see whether you agree with me. He makes Socrates say, Socrates, who died for the right of free speech with the youth. Oh my goodness, it's just too sad to think about this man messing over him like that when he's gone. But these people are shameless. They don't want us reading these ancient texts because they realize power is power is power. Ain't nothing changed until it's ended and the time of individualities begins. So I'll let you guys read this on your own. We'll take it up next week. Till next week, peace.